الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We started our talk last week with regard to the importance of the Urdu language, but in order to get there, I mentioned first about the Mu'tamar, the convention that we had, that Arab ulama, how they honor the ulama of Deoband, and particularly the founder of Deoband, Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali. Then also I mentioned about Sheikh Abdullah ibn Subayil, the old Imam of Makkah Sharif, how he also honors the ulama of Deoband. Further, I would like to mention about one alim of South Africa, Maulana Ismail Abdul Razak. He was a graduate of Deoband, and perhaps none of you will know him now, but he was the first alim in South Africa to give bayans in English. Before that, bayans used to be in Urdu. He was the first alim to give bayans in English, and he was very much liked, especially by the youth, the young people. However, Maulana was also quite a liberal, a free person in his thoughts, not like a conservative, old-fashioned Maulana, what we will think. He was quite liberal, and also he engaged in politics also quite a bit. And also perhaps none of you can understand, the politics in the white government time was playing with fire. It was a very, very dangerous thing. But he was very bold, and he stood for it on his ground. And he was also the first alim to translate the Quran Sharif into the Zulu language. One of the local African languages, he translated the Quran Sharif into Zulu. He spent about 15 years because he had to go in exile, because he was a political activist. And he was forced to go into exile. He spent about 15 years in Azhar, in Cairo, the famous Jamia Azhar. He spent about 15 years there teaching. And on my safars that I go, he was in Ladysmith at the end of his life, passed away in Ladysmith and buried there as well. I should visit him regularly, as I try to visit ulama of every town, especially the senior ulama. And about 6 months before he passed away, I also had the good honor of visiting him. And in our discussion, he told me, look, Maulana, that I spent 15 years in Azhar. And in that period, I met with the great ulama of the world, because Azhar is a markaz of ulama. The ulama of Egypt, quite clear, the ulama of Azhar itself, the ulama of Saudi, of Syria, of Egypt, of Jordan, Morocco, the whole Arab world, ulama frequent Azhar very regularly. And they say, I have met them regularly, and I have a very close relationship with them, especially the ulama of Azhar itself. But he says, Maulana, let me tell you one thing. After all my years of experience, this was 6 months before he passed away, and he passed away at the age of about 80. He said, what I found in the ulama of Deoband, not Ushre Ashir, that were the words he used, not a fraction of it I found in the Arab ulama, neither in the ulama of Azhar, neither in the Arab ulama, nobody. And it is normally famous that as far as taqwa is concerned, the ulama of Deoband are more advanced. But in ilm, knowledge, the Arab ulama are advanced. He said very clearly, not only in taqwa, but even in ilm, I found that our ulama were much more advanced. So this is the position that Allah has blessed the ulama of Deoband with. And then coming now closer to our actual subject, which we will inshallah carry on today or perhaps next week, was once I was in Madinatul Munawwara, when there was no restrictions on the work of Tabligh and Dawat in Saudi. Afterwards, a lot of restrictions came after the incident in 79, and now, though by law, the restrictions are in place, but in practice, they don't really restrict the Jamaats. Jamaats work quite freely. But the Jamaats take that precaution, and they also don't just practice freely all the activities. But anyway, that time was very free. And it was the time when I spent my 1 year in Jamaat, and in Masjid al-Nabawi, on the right-hand side, every day, there were bayans, tablighi bayans, carrying on in Masjid al-Nabawi, every day. And I had the good fortune of also conducting one of those programs. Anyway, in the 1 year, when our elders, the elders of Tabligh, they go every second year, they used to go and have Mashura for the whole world in Makkah Sharif and in Medina Sharif. In Medina Sharif, Masjid-e-Nur was the markaz of Tabligh Jamaat. And at the back of the masjid, a person wouldn't just know, if he just comes as a visitor, but a person who stays there will know, there were two rooms at the back. And these rooms were kept for exclusive visitors. Like that time, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Hazrat Ji, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, etc. And there was a nice big courtyard also. And the Mashura used to take place there. Asr is usually very early in Saudi. So between Asr and Maghrib, this long period, Mashuras used to take place. One day we were all sitting for the Mashura. And also one great favor of Allah upon me, which I'm not worthy of at all, that our akabir, our elders, always privileged me to sit in their company in this Mashura. I was a young boy still at that time, but they privileged me and always made sure that I'm in their kafla, in their group, and I'm in their Mashuras, etc. So the thing that I want to point out here, while this Mashura was carrying on, somebody informed Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Unfortunately, many of you perhaps have only heard his name, but who Maulana was, of what caliber he was the Amir of the work of Tabligh in Hijaz, Muqaddas, in Saudi, and what great sterling qualities, his ilm also, his Arabic also, and his qualities also. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, somebody informed him that your grandchildren are up in the tree. There were two trees growing there. And very high up they were. And Maulana was very agile and very fit till almost the end of his life. Very, very fit he was. He immediately went and himself climbed up the tree to bring them down. And while he was going up, he was speaking to them in Arabic, because they might get frightened that our grandfather is coming. He'll give us a hiding while we climbed up in the tree, and they might fall and even more harm can be caused. So he was specifying, consoling them and speaking to them in Arabic. Anyway, in a little while, he brought them down safely. Then Bab Abdul Wahhab, who is still in Bahrain, the Amir, he told Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, and this is what I want to point out, that when you speak to them in Arabic, in other words, your language, Arabic, is not saying English, he's not saying French or any other language, he's saying Arabic. If you speak to them in Arabic, the mizaj, the nature, the temperament of this work of Tabligh will never come into them, unless you speak Urdu to them. So this is, inshallah, what we will carry on with. So he said that in your house, only speak Urdu to them, though you are living in Madinatul Munawwara. Arabic is our language of Jannat, Quran, our Rasul's language. But just say our elders, and it's not that they don't know, and they don't know the importance of Arabic, but they understand that how important Urdu is. He said, in the house speak only Urdu. Outside they may speak Arabic. Yeah, in our environment, outside you can speak English. But get used to Urdu to that extent. So in front of everyone, and nobody objected to him that how can you say such a thing? That Arabic is is the language of the Quran, is our dini language, language of Jannat, language of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They all agreed that if to get the mizaj of the work of Tabligh, inshallah next week we will speak a few points if I do remember about this also. So this is the importance of the Urdu language. And yeah, in our madrasa, one special thing that we have is the stress on the Urdu language. And you might not appreciate it now, but just being in this environment of the Urdu language, if Allah opens your eyes and mind and ears later, you will realize the value. Inshallah, what few students observed, I will try and explain that also if Allah, whatever Allah reminds me and lets me speak, of the great value of this language from the tongue of the students who studied also. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله